Good day, guys. You're welcome from wherever you're listening. Before going to what we have today, I'd like to say a very big thank you to God Almighty for seeing us through the first half of the year, and a very big thank you to you out there who's been supporting and listening to our podcast episode. God bless you immensely for us. Amen. Right before us, we'll be taking on a series, Right Attitude. Then sub underneath it, we have Right Attitude, Application to Life, Application to Education, Application to Spiritual Life, and lastly, Application to Relationship. But today we'll be taking on Application to Life. How can this right attitude affect your applications to what you do in life, to how you do life, to how you take steps in life? Now, right attitude refers to a positive and constructive mindset or approach towards situations, challenges, and interaction with others. Having the right attitude involves, number one, positivity. Talking about positivity, it's maintaining an optimistic outlook, focusing on solutions rather than problems, and having a can-do attitude. When you have this positivity in you, you have this attitude of, yes, I can do this. You're positive in whatever you're doing. In a positivity bar takes over your negativity bar. Like wherever you're placed, you're positive. Yes, this thing, I can do it. This, I can do it. Without fear of anything in your mind. Then secondly, we have open-mindedness. Being receptive to new ideas, receptive and feedback, and being willing to learn and adapt. If you would want to apply the right attitude to life, you must be open-minded. You must be ready to learn at every given moment. I know there's this popular saying, we learn everything, which is true. Because we keep learning and learning and learning, you can never stop learning. And thirdly, we have resilience. This is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, failures, staying persistent, and maintaining a resilient mindset. If you would want to have the right mindset to walk life, to do life, then you must be resilient. Because yes, the challenges will do come. Yes, the breakups will come. You know, the betrayals, it must come. But then you have to be resilient. Then the resilience will help you maintain this mindset that, yeah, I can bounce back from whatever it is that I had been struck with. Then we have proactivity, taking initiative, being proactive, and showing self-motivation and self-discipline to achieve goals. You must be proactive in whatever you do. If you must allow this right attitude take over your application to how you do life, you must be proactive. You must be self-motivated. You don't need people to tell you what to do or how to do it before you do it. If you're sure of the steps you're taking, if you're sure of the route you're taking, then go ahead with it. You don't need anybody to talk you in or talk you out. You must be proactive. It's part of the characteristics to right attitude to doing life. Then we have accountability, taking responsibility for one's action, acknowledging mistakes and learning from them. You must be ready to learn from your mistakes. Acknowledge the mistakes first and then learn from them. These are characteristics to doing life. The right attitudes to taking steps and doing things you do in life. Then we have growth mindset, believing in your ability to develop skills and talents through effort and practice, and seeing challenges as opportunity for growth. You see challenges as opportunity for growth. Before now, I had asked the question, will those challenges come? Yes, they would come. Will the heartbreak come? Yes, it must surely come. These are things that are inevitable in life. You can't evade them. You can't run away from them. The betrayal must come. The breakup must come. The challenge, the problem must come. But then you need this good mindset that those challenges are coming. They are just like opportunity for your growth. Then we have respect, treating others with respect, valuing their opinion, and being open to collaboration and teamwork. You reciprocate what you want for yourself. It's simple. You reciprocate what you want for yourself. You cannot be disrespectful and then you want respect. It doesn't work in any system. So now, respect is also an application to doing life. It's a right attitude to doing life, so you must be respectful. Having the right attitude can significantly impact various aspects of life. Having the right attitude is often a key in achieving success. People with right attitude are most likely to stay focused, take initiative, and overcome obstacles leading to greater accomplishments on various areas of life. It is important to note that developing the right attitude is an ongoing process that requires self-awareness, efforts in practice. However, the positive influence it can have on various aspects of life makes cultivating the right attitudes well worth the investment. The right attitudes to doing life. The right attitudes to working life, to making things work out in life. You know, something happened some time ago. I went out with a friend for a job contract. Then while we were there with the person who used to offer us the job, you know, he asked several questions, like he questioned us to some extent. And, you know, after he was done with his questioning and combining whatsoever he had wanted to combine, he came to the conclusion that we have the right attitude for this job, even if we don't have the knowledge to the extent in which he wants. But yes, the right attitude has earned us the job. Now, imagine if we had gone there and we acted. You see these characteristics I listed out here: the positivity, open-mindedness, resilience, proactivity, accountability, growth mindset, and respect. And I think this part, the respect aspect, worked for us. This aspect worked for us because we just so silent and observant, taking note of whatever I was saying. So, you know, the right attitude to doing life, if you don't have these characteristics, then forget about it. The challenges must come, or you must be resilient. You must have this good mindset that those challenges are coming, so you can take on greater ones that are to come, because yeah, in life you can't avoid challenges. So we should have this right attitude if we want to do life and work life successfully, and at the end of the day make great history here before leaving the earth. So thank you so much for staying with us. Like as I would always say, my podcast might actually not be for you, but for someone out there. So do well to like, listen, share the links to your friends, to your family, to those who you care about, who you tell you love. Share the link to them. It might not be for you, but for them out there. Thank you so much. Stay with us while we still go through the other series we have. We still have application to education, application to spiritual life, and lastly, application to relationship. Thank you. See you later. Bye.